is November 6th, the 2015 Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord. I'm talking with Israel Broussard, an actor. Israel, you're in two films at the Virginia Film Festival. We spoke earlier with another actor, screenwriter, and director of Jack of Red Hearts. You're in that. That screens Friday tonight at 9 p.m. in Colbert. You're also in a film that you wouldn't note if you unless you sounded out phonetically, but another film is called Haters. I say that because the title is actually spelled H-8-R-Z, but pronounced Haters. That screens at 7 p.m. tonight at Newcomb Hall. Why don't you talk about the two films and a little bit more about yourself as an actor? Let's start with Haters. Let's do it in alphabetical and screening order.
All righty. Well, Haters was a project that kind of came into my life. I'd say we started filming that December 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a very quick. I was up in North Carolina with my family. I got a call saying, you know, we've got to book this project and got to fly out in 2 days. And so we rushed home. I let my mom read the script. She was very excited about it, which, you know, got me excited about it even more. You know, it's always fun booking a film, but it's nervous energy because, like, you go in and you do, you know, two or three scenes in an audition room, but, mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden there's all this weight on you, like, yo, you're this character now. Which is, it's got pros and cons. Sometimes it's fine, but there's still, you know, little butterflies going through at the beginning. But I went, we filmed for 3 weeks in Salt Lake City, Utah. It was very cold conditions, but I had a lot of fun. We filmed in this abandoned school, and I don't know, it was just a fun experience. We just kind of had this school all to ourselves, so it was like a little film location kingdom.
Well, tell us a little bit about the film. I saw the trailer, and it looks like it touches on some very real issues that we need to be talking about these days.
Yes, and no. I mean, like, in both the films that are screening here, yeah, they've got very serious, you know, they talk about some serious issues. In
mm-hmm.
the world. But, like, for me, it's just watch the movie, experience it, see what you think. Like, you'll see in Haters, there's a lot of miscommunication, easy miscommunication throughout the group. And that's kind of where things, you know, rumors twist, things start going haywire. And it's just all over technology. Like, there's nothing authentic anymore.
So in the film, there's a high school explosion.
Yes, sir.
And then various characters are sort of caught up in this as suspects and as people who were affected by them. Tell me about the character that you play.
Well, I play Jack, and I'm kind of like the school president. I wouldn't say I'm like a jock, but I'm somebody that kind of leads,
mm-hmm.
Somebody that the other characters kind of look up to. So when all this happens, it's basically what starts it all is we end up cheating on a test. And that's kind of where we're dropped off in the beginning, is we're all in detention,
right.
And it's an unlikely group of kids, you know, that are in this detention room, and they kind of, like, all have their own reasoning as to, okay, we just cheated on this test, and we've got to fix it, so how do we fix it? And so they begin figuring out and working together, you know, what are they going to do, and it just leads to one thing after another, and then they get caught, but they don't know who caught them. And they don't know what they want exactly. So all of a sudden they're being blackmailed by this mysterious person. And, it just one thing leads to another and just it ends up going a little crazy.
Well, that's okay. You don't have to spoil the film for us. So Haters screens tonight at 7 p.m. at Newcomb Hall. And then run from there to Jack of the Red Hearts, which screens also tonight at 9 p.m. at Colbert Theater. We already had a talk earlier with the screenwriter, the director, another actor in Jack of the Red Hearts. This really sounds like a delightful film. Tell me a little bit about the experience of working on this film and who your character is.
Well, I'd say this film was a very humbling experience for me. It was something, you know, just at the time of my life I was shooting, I was going through some stuff, and it kind of all just came together where I could just express what I was going through in my life through this character. And I feel with that and the family of this, the family that the film crew had, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, we just...
So Jack of the Red Hearts is about characters who are impacted by autism, What role do you play in the film?
I play Glory's brother.
Mm-hmm. Glory is the main character.
The main character, the girl with autism. And you know, when this girl comes to take care of her, there's a connection a little bit. You know, I'm there's this pretty girl living with me now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm very suspicious of this girl because she's. Nothing's adding up to what, you know, to who she says she is. And, you know, it's making my mom very happy. You know, things have gotten better since this girl has been here, but I'm still a little suspicious. And so it's kind of like caring for my family and finding the fine line between when do I tattle, so to speak, because I know something's up, and when do I actually just let my family have the peaceful family time that they haven't had in so many years because of Glory's condition. And so it was an interesting character. It's a very indifferent character. He's very indecisive, I guess I should say. Like, he's smart, but he doesn't know what to do. He's caught up in his own mess.
So we spoke with Taylor Richardson earlier. She certainly got an impressive resume. We'll get to yours in a second. What was it like working with Taylor? Working with Taylor Richardson.
Taylor, okay.
I can see you're struggling for the words.
No, she was brilliant. It's not. Yeah. I have so much respect for her because it's not easy to go up there on camera in front of an audience. Once you're filming something, there's 20 people around you, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a little bit of self-consciousness, but it's easy to get rid of that. But once you're up there playing an autistic girl, you've got to go up there, and I don't want to sound rude or mean, but you've got to go up there kind of looking like an idiot. You know, you got to be you've got to dumb yourself down a lot. And the fact that she did that and she stayed in character so well through each scene, it wasn't like, oh, this was a great moment. No, through the whole film, Taylor was in character. And it was just coming from, I think she was 12 at the time, that energy and that emotion coming from a 12-year-old girl, it's not just lines you have to say. You have to express yourself throughout no words, with no words. So it's... She's a doll to work with. She's an incredible actress. I was very excited to work with Taylor Richardson.
And you got to work alongside Annie.
What was that?
You said you got to work alongside Annie.
Correct.
So you've been acting since you were 13, 14 years old.
Yes, sir. Somewhat.
Well, okay, all right. Well, tell me. Tell our audience how you got into acting, what your career has been like.
You know, it kind of happened pretty quick and out of the blue. My sister wanted to be an actress, mm-hmm. so she was very persistent on, you know, I want to go be on Disney Channel and meet the Sprouse brothers and all that.
Yeah.
And my parents took us to this talent scout convention, Pro Scout, and ended up getting some callbacks from that. And my dad and I went out to L.A., found an agent manager, and just kind of started doing it. Like, it was very... It just happened. Like,
it just happened.
I don't really remember being asked, yo, do you want to go to L.A. and find an agent manager? Like, I'm sure we talked about it, but really I came home from somewhere one day, and my sister comes up to me all mad, like, you're going to L.A. with Dad. And I'm like, what? And that's kind of, it's just how it happened. And since then, you know, it's been, it's something I'm very invested in, obviously, but it's not something I'm, like, it's not my life. Like, I managed to keep myself separate from it just because, just like anybody, like, this is your work, this is my personal life, you know, there's differences. And so, just going there with that attitude, I felt like you kind of have to be, you have to separate yourself in this business just because what the business is. It's like, if you went on a job interview after job interview after job interview and you're not getting anything, you're going to feel like something's wrong with you. But that's just not the case. So it's just persistency. It's just understanding. And over time, you know, I got something small and then something a little bigger. And then I went back to something small. And then, you know, it builds. And whatever it is, it's a wave. So I'm just riding it, you know.
So it sounds like your advice to young actors is take the jobs, but also have a life outside of...
Just be yourself. And that's not advice to young actors. It's just everybody. Because that's, as long as you're yourself, really, you have nothing to worry about.
I'm talking to Israel Broussard. He's in two films, Haters, which screens tonight at 7 p.m. in Newcomb Hall, and Jack the Red Hearts, which screens tonight at 9 p.m. in Colbert. What's next for you? Anything coming down the pike?
I've got a film coming out sometime next year called Good Kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that. That's with Nicholas Braun, Zoe Deutsch, Mateo Arias. And the other two movies are coming out tonight, right now. So that's what's up for me right now.
You sound like you've had a busy year.
You know, it's... don't be fooled. You know, in this business, you've got a lot of free time on your hands, which I love. So it's, you know, I love it.
Excellent.
I can't complain.
Excellent. Well, you seem like a solid young man. Thank you for coming by. Thank you for coming to the Virginia Film Festival. It's going to be a heck of a night, and I hope you get to stick around and see some films yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited.
All right. Thank you for coming by, Israel.